Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It may not be a white Christmas where you live, but it will be a full moon Christmas. For the first time in nearly 40 years, there will be a full moon in the sky on Christmas Day. Joining us now to talk about this astronomical anomaly is Kelly Beatty, senior editor of Sky and Telescope. Kelly, Merry Christmas, and thanks for joining us.
Hey, to you too, and great to be with you.
And I guess this isn't such an unusual event of nature, but it is unusual that it occurs on Christmas Day.
Yeah, the last time we had a full moon on Christmas was in 1977. I guess that's 38 years ago. And the next time won't be until 2034. You know, we get a full moon every 29 and a half days, which isn't exactly 1 month. And so this is one of those cycles of the cosmos that every once in a while, you know, it winds around and falls on a day that we consider a holiday or important, Christmas being one of them.
It's interesting, though. 38 years ago was the last one, but we'll get the next one in a lot less time than that.
Well, you got to factor in the leap years and such. You know, that sort of juggles the calendar a little bit.
Why is it that we only see the same hemisphere of the moon when we look up in the sky?
Hey, that's a great question. You know, people talk about the dark side of the moon. Well, that's not really the case. We astronomers think of the near side, which is the hemisphere we see all the time, and the far side. And the reason we only see one half of the moon has to do with the fact that it's spinning very slowly once per month as it goes around the Earth. So that combination, it's actually locked in by tides, means that we're forced to see only one hemisphere of the moon at one time.
Now, for people who are home for the holidays and they want to do a little stargazing, are there going to be any other interesting things for them to look for in the next few days, or will they have to wait until, what, the next meteor shower coming up in January?
The full moon kind of puts a damper on stargazing because its light is so bright. But there is a meteor shower called the Quadrantid meteor shower, which occurs every year in the first week of January, about January 3rd or 4th. You can watch for some of those. They'll be coming from an area near the Big Dipper in the north in the sky.
You know, Kelly, we wrap up this year with the successful launch and landing of this private rocket from the company SpaceX, and at the same time, the postponing of the next Mars mission by NASA. How would you describe the year that was in space exploration, 2015?
Well, in some ways, it's a continuation of business as usual. You know, NASA and other foreign powers continue their outward push into the solar system. Mars, Saturn, the moon, we have spacecraft around all of those. And at the same time, we have the emergence of private companies like SpaceX that are breaking new pathways to get into space. We don't necessarily need to use NASA's rockets. We can contract out those services. And I think that's going to become increasingly important in the years ahead.
Do you think that 2015 was the year that the private space industry really became a major player?
You know, it was an up and down year because on the one hand, they had some great successes, which sort of proved the fact that they are players in this game. And on the other hand, there were some failures. And space is hard. You know, exploring space is difficult no matter who's doing it. I think it's something that needs to mature in the years ahead. But we're going to be depending on those commercial vehicles more and more.
Kelly Beatty, senior editor of Sky and Telescope, will be looking out for that full moon tomorrow night. Kelly, thank you.
All right. Catch you next year, Jeremy.